On the Stage Show, it's time for the latest arts news with Claire Nichols, where the musical events keep on coming, Claire.
They sure do. We're going to start on Broadway, where the stage adaptation of Moulin Rouge has just opened. Now, Michael, you'll remember this show has been produced by the Australian company Global Creatures. This company's been making this huge push into the musical theatre world in recent years. It's currently producing King Kong on Broadway. That will close next month. It's also got Muriel's Wedding on in Sydney, and it was behind Strictly Ballroom, the musical, which did end up having a run on London's West End. So this show, Moulin Rouge, this is the only Global Creatures production that actually has had its whole development over in the States. It hasn't been shown yet here in Australia. So here's some of what it sounds like. Come on,
you think the arranger could have made it more heroic than that. What have the reviews been like?
Well, Michael, they've been pretty excellent. Can I say spectacular, spectacular?
Oh,
the New York Times has called it a cloud surfing natural high of a production. Variety has called it gorgeously flashy. You know, this is based on the Moulin Rouge, so as you can imagine, the critics have loved the really opulent production design behind this production. They've also been unanimously complimentary towards the performance of Karen Olivo as Satine. That's the role that was played by Nicole Kidman in the film. The New York Times' Ben Brantley says, like the show itself, Olivo skillfully walks a tightrope between archness and sincerity, sophistication and gee whiz wonder without ever stumbling. So this is really great news for Global Creatures, Michael, to have a good critical hit. It had a much more lackluster response to King Kong, as you'll remember.
So Baz Luhrmann directed the film of which you spoke. Is he involved in this at all?
Not directly. He has had a general oversight role. There's a letter from him on the show's website where the Australian director explains that he wasn't the right person to reinterpret something he made years ago, and he was worried that if he did take on the job, he might be inclined to protect every original choice that was in the first work. So he did decide to hand over the reins to this younger creative team. They've actually added a whole host of new songs to the production. Now, if you remember the film, Michael, all of the music in the film was pop hits, right? So there's now about 70 pop songs referenced in the show. They've added songs by the Rolling Stones, Adele and Lady Gaga. So if nothing else, this is an incredible feat of rights negotiation. It really is a marvel to think about.
Gee, I hope they haven't missed one.
Mm.
Will we see it in Australia?
Yes, we will. Right off the heels of these positive reviews, it's been announced that Moulin Rouge will open in Melbourne in 2021.
Oh, wacko they did. Now, in other news, we have a headline act for next year's Adelaide Festival.
Yes, opera fans will be able to see Romeo Castellucci's production of Mozart's Requiem. The Requiem, of course, is Mozart's final work that was unfinished at his death. This opera is a co-production between Adelaide Festival and the Festival International d'Art Lyrique d'Aix-en-Provence in France. It's already played in France, actually. This will be its exclusive season here in Australia. And I thought I'd better play you a bit of Mozart to get you in the mood.
I love it the way he doesn't hold back.
I love it. I think of the end of Amadeus.
Yeah. Now, in the ballet world, there's a new director for the Royal Academy of Dance here in Australia.
Yes, it's Rebecca Taylor, the new national director of the RAD here in Australia. She's worked at the Sydney Opera House for the last 12 years. Before that, she was a professional dancer. And she takes over from Bronwyn Watkins, who, get this, Michael, she was the longest serving national director of the RAD in Australian history. She was in the role for 29 years.
That's a long time to be on point. Congratulations, Rebecca. Claire Nichols there with Arts News.